This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R, first name Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N. The date of birth, July 12, 1969. The date of evaluation, October 14, 2024. Referring physician is Dr. Jason Hyatt, H-I-A-T-T. The chief complaint, 55-year-old African-American male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left ankle surgery. The HCI. The patient reports an industrial injury dating to January 20th, period. The injury resulted in pathology to his left ankle, period. He stated that he was stepping into a trailer when he experienced a twisting, popping injury, period. He then fell to the floor, period. He was then evaluated at Concentra, period. Initially, it was felt that he had an Achilles injury, period. He was given physical therapy, however, continued with symptoms, period. He was later discovered to have had a fracture. Period. He then underwent initial surgery April of 2021. Period. He then underwent 10 days of physical therapy only. He stated that further surgery had been requested but was denied, period. Surgery was ultimately approved and patient is now scheduled for repeat surgery, period. His past medical history is unremarkable, except as noted. Past surgical history, left foot surgery, next number, left inguinal hernia, next number, right knee surgery in 1996. Medications, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. He reports 5-pound weight loss. Eyes, he wears glasses. Oral cavity, he has braces. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 139/80, pulse 61, respiratory rate 20. Height 71 inches, weight 201.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal, the left foot demonstrates tenderness on passive motion, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 58 beats per minute, period. There is non-specific ST/T-wave abnormality, period. The impression, this is a 55-year-old male who suffered an industrial injury, period. the patient is noted to have a borderline EKG. However, he is asymptomatic from a cardiovascular perspective, period. As noted, he initially sustained a twisting injury to the left ankle on January 27, 2020. He was diagnosed with osteochondritis dissecans left ankle. The patient is thought to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for arthroscopy of ankle and foot, as noted, period. Labs are to be reviewed prior to final approval. Active problems once again include osteochondritis dissecans, left ankle, Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.